What is up? This is Joe with your daily Buckeye Blitz for a Wednesday, July 27, 2022. Let's get into it. As always, please check out the show on podcast platforms of any type and YouTube and anywhere else. Please share it with people. It'd be great. I would love that. And let me know what you think. If you disagree, agree, or if you think I'm a nut job. Probably the latter there, probably safe assumption. So now let's go. Today's show, in honor of Big Ten Media Days, we're going to rank both divisions of the Big Ten. I'll give you records and how I see the rankings fall out for the Big Ten East and the Big Ten West. So let's start with the East, of course. This should be obvious and pretty easy to guess. I'm going to use Phil Steele's strength of schedule rankings and returning starters on offense and defense to kind of tailor my record predictions and how I feel each team's going to come out. So I just want to lay that out before we get going. So let's go. The Ohio State Buckeyes coming in first in the Big Ten East. 14th toughest schedule in the country, though. Don't ask those SEC honks. They might get confused. Six returning starters on offense, eight on defense. Not sure that's a good thing. 9-0 is what I have them going in the Big Ten. We're just talking Big Ten records here. We're not talking overall records. So Buckeyes are first in the Big Ten East, of course. Coming in second, I have a three-team tie at 6-3. We talked about the Michigan Wolverines and their over-unders the other day. And so I have them 6-3 in conference, as I mentioned on that show. And they have the 50th ranked strength of schedule, which is not fantastic. Nine returning starters on offense, that's good, but only four on defense. And if you remember, a lot of their games were tight and defense kept them in it, especially that Ohio State game. So only four returning starters is why I give Michigan on defense why I give them a 6-3 record. And tied with them, I've got Sparty, Michigan State Spartans with Mel Tucker. They are 26th ranked strength of schedule, only five returning starters on offense, but nine on defense. I think they're going to iron out those passing woes on their passing defense. So I look for them to bounce back and have a winning season, going 6-3 as well. Let's look at Penn State. The Nits are 20th ranked strength of schedule, seven returning starters on offense, only four on defense. But I think I know that Sean Clifford, I like to bang on him. He's been there for 20 years, but I think they have in my opinion, a weaker schedule than that ranking of 20th. I think they go 6-3. I think they get it done. Obviously, they don't beat us though. So, coming in fifth in the Big Ten East, I have the Maryland Terps, 23rd ranked schedule, and nine returning starters on offense. We know about Tua or Tua's brother, Talia. Nine returning starters on offense, seven on defense. Still not enough to get it done in Big Ten play. I got him going 3-6. I don't think Loxley is a great coach. He might be a good offensive coordinator, but that's about it. Their defense has to show up eventually. Indiana Hoosiers coming in at 3-6 as well. I got them in coming in sixth in the Big Ten, tied for fifth, whatever. They're eighth ranked strength of schedule. That's not good. That doesn't bode well for you. Five returning starters on offense, seven on defense. And so 3-6 is how I see that going. And Tom Allen might be done. Rutgers got them coming in last. I could see a flip-flop between Indiana and Rutgers. Rutgers does have the 10th ranked strength of schedule, returning six on offense, six starters on defense. They got a tough fucking schedule. I got them going 2-7 in the Big Ten. So that rounds out the Big Ten East. She got the Big Ten West. This shouldn't be a huge surprise either. But let's look at these records. The Wisconsin Badgers, 36th ranked strength of schedule, five returning starters on offense, only three on defense. That is your weak point right there. I got them going 7-2 in conference, but coming in first in the Big Ten West and meeting us in the Big Ten Championship. So good season for Wisconsin. You got to remember they do make a trip to Columbus as one of their losses. Iowa Hawkeyes got them coming in second at a 5-4 record. I've got a whole batch of four teams here going 5-4. Iowa Hawkeyes, 28th ranked strength of schedule, 7 returning starters on offense and defense both. But I still think that only yields them a 5-4 record in conference. So coming in third, I got four teams. I got Minnesota Golden Gophers with the 64th ranked strength of schedule. That's pretty low, but they do have 6 returning starters, 6 returning on offense and defense. I got them 5-4. I think that the Fighting Fleckers will still shit themselves. I know they got quarterback coming back and the running backs, but I just don't think they get it done, especially on defense. So tied with them at 5-4. I also have the Purdue Boilermakers, 39th strength of schedule, returning 7 on offense, 7 on defense. They did lose some firepower on offense with David Bell, and on defense they lost what's his name, Karlaftis. I don't think I see more than 4 or 5 wins out of that team. So lumped in with this 5-4 group, I got the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Gotta think this is Scott Frost last year. I think getting to a bowl game, getting at least 6 wins overall is probably ideal for him. And I think it's doable, even with their out-of-conference schedule. But in conference, I got them going 5-4. They got the 47th ranked strength of schedule, 7 returning starters on offense, not the quarterback, but they are bringing in a transfer, so that can help. And 5 returning starters on defense. So they lost some studs there on defense, but let's see if they reload. So I see him 5-4. Coming in 6th in the Big Ten West, I got the Fighting Illini of Illinois. Bert Bielema's chubby face. I got them at the 31st ranked strength of schedule, 7 returning starters on offense, 6 on defense. I don't think that matters. They're screwed. It's going to take a while for him to build this program, a rebuilder. Was it ever built? Maybe. Nah. And then coming in last, I got the Northwestern Wildcats, 22nd ranked strength of schedule, 9 returning starters on offense, 5 on defense. I got them going 2-7. I don't think this roller coaster up and down continues with Northwestern. I think this is 2 bad years in a row. So that's what I got, folks. Take it easy, and we will talk to you again tomorrow. Go Bucks.